Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, it's Don. I'm going to do a little bit different video today. I'm sure a lot of you in doing research for what's happened to you have come across the term parental alienation. You could be a sufferer of that, but at the very least, you've run across that. So you know, parental alienation typically is when one parent, and that's it, I think it's usually, and I'm not an expert, but I think it's usually when the kids are younger, that they, one parent poisons the kids against the other parent. And then, of course, the kids being young, they have no idea, not really. So I stumbled across a YouTube channel in doing research for some things, and it's called the Anti-Alienation Project. It's hosted by a young woman, and she has a really interesting story. She was, I will let her, we're going to talk a little bit about it, and I'll show you some clips from it. But she was alienated from her father by her mother for more than 20 years until she realized what was going on. So that being said, let's get into it, and we'll let you hear from her yourself. Hold on just a second. Like I said, it's the, and I'll put the link in the description, but it is the Parental Alienation Project. So here we go.
When I was growing up, I was going through a certain form of child abuse, and I had no idea. I actually didn't learn it until last year at 28 years old.
Children can be easily manipulated by one parent into hating and fearing their other parent. This is child abuse. This is domestic abuse by proxy. This is called parental alienation. But it is possible to fight. Adult children do wake up to reality. Alienated parents do get their children back.
There were so many.
So it's interesting to me that she points it out as child abuse. I never really, I didn't go through that. So, but I never quite thought of it that way. But it is, you know, really, because it's, again, it's kind of poisoning the mind of that child, and then they become an adult and they continue that many times. So anyway, here we go.
Many things that I felt uncomfortable about, but I didn't know it wasn't normal. And I certainly didn't know it was abuse. There were a lot of things that my parent did, said, made me believe that I never questioned. It's important to question things make sure that you're living in reality. If you do have a difficult relationship with one or both of your parents, if anything, you can watch this video to make sure that you've grounded your decisions regarding your parents in truth. I'm going to go through right now a list of things that I thought were normal growing up.
This is interesting. So pay close attention to this, because remember, this is from the adult, now child's, perspective. So this could give you guys some insight into what your now adult might be going through.
That actually are really not normal. After my parents divorced, I was made to believe that I had one good parent and one bad parent. That's not normal. Throughout the past two decades, my good parent would badmouth my bad parent with me, in front of me, with other people in front of me, and this included name calling, constant criticizing, and it rubbed off on me to the point where I would sometimes engage with her. When my quote-unquote good parent was trash-talking my quote-unquote bad parent, I got the strong sense that they enjoyed it if I participated. And during that time...
You know, this is going to sound kind of goofy, but right at that moment, I realized that my mother actually did that regarding my father. I didn't really know him. He had his issues, but he had left us before I was really old enough to remember. And only things I do remember at an early age was that she would say that, you know, say things about him. So, I mean, I knew that already, but I'm just now connecting those dots. So that's interesting.
I didn't know better. I didn't see this as abnormal. But now, as a parent and an adult, I know that this is really unhealthy. Parents have a duty to their children to keep them safe, loved, protected, cared for. When your parent displays hatred for your other parent in front of you, they are negatively affecting your perception of your other parent, and they're destroying your relationship with your other parent. A healthy, loving parent would not do this. Even if you did have a bad, terrible parent, the healthy, loving parent would not enforce this. In fact, they would try to protect you from knowing the bad things the parent has done. They would protect you from feeling unloved and unwanted.
That is absolutely true. When both my wife and I's, you know, because we're a second time arounders, so we both had children with our first marriage, and then we had one together. But both of them, with my son, I would have certain ideas of things that his biological mother was doing or not doing or whatever, but I never wanted to be the one to tell him, my God, she's doing this. I wanted him to be able to form his own opinion and to hopefully have a good relationship with her. That didn't end up happening, but it's important. Like she said, it's not cool for the good parent to badmouth the bad parent.
The other thing is that for a parent to want their child to join in and say bad things about their parent, to join in that conversation, for a parent to enjoy talking bad about the child's parent with the child, that's spreading a sense of hatred to the child and encouraging this dialogue that is full of anger and spite. And no healthy parent wants to foster anger, resentment, or fear in their child. I know it might feel normal for you. It felt normal for me, certainly, but now I know how dysfunctional that really is. If my daughters came to me talking in a negative way about anyone, I would listen to them, of course, and hear what they have to say, but I would not engage in that conversation with them. I would not continue to talk negatively about anyone with them.
That's important too. We're not just talking about parent. They're a parent. We're talking about anyone. Yes, they're going to have problems with Susie at school or Johnny at school or whatever, but you don't want to be the one, or their teachers, but you don't want to be the one to say, oh yeah, you're right, they're a so-and-so, or they're awful, or they're terrible people, or whatever. You don't want to be the one to do that. You listen, like she said, and let them feel what they're feeling, but you don't want to perpetuate that more. So it'd be the same with their parent.
It's not a healthy example to show your child. It's not healthy behavior. Especially when it's your other parent. Does your good parent badmouth your bad parent? The second one is, do you call your bad parent by their first name? That's a common thing that I think a lot of kids in the situation will do, is call their parent by their first name, whether or not the parent.
I had family members who did that. And it was weird. I don't think until my mother passed last year, I don't think I ever called her by her first name to her face. It's just odd. So, and shows a certain amount of, you know, disrespect, I think. But I'm sure the adult kids that watch this and hear this, they'll have something to say about that. But it's the way I feel, and many adults and parents feel.
Has pressured them to do this or told them to do this. In calling your parent by their first name, it's a subconscious way to distance yourself from your parent, removing the title of mom or dad. It's a way that you can feel like you're in control, and that you can kind of, you say, like, you're not acting like my mom or my dad, or I don't believe that you are worthy of being my mom or my dad. Has your good parent told you about legal issues that they've had, court battles, or issues that they had in their marriage to your bad parent? I remember being 9 years old and knowing so many things that I'd been told by my good parent regarding their marriage, and really scary, horrific things that I believed were true, of course. Why would my parent lie about them? And I've later realized, after talking to other family members and actually finding documents and confronting certain people, that I believed stories for 20 years that were not true. Now, I'm not necessarily saying this is your experience if you're in this situation, but I do want to point out that healthy-minded parents are going to make a point not to involve their children in the drama.
So much so. I know of some people that one of the parents were insisting on letting the child in on court stuff, and specifically child support, amounts, and the fact that that was your money, you know, that kind of thing, which I'm sure caused a problem for them. And things like that. So she's spot on.
This is really an important point. Healthy minded parents are actually going to shield their children from knowing about anything related to court cases, legal issues, or any type of fighting or other problems they've had in the marriage. Everything in the marriage should be contained. And if they have kids, the children are not part of the marriage. The marriage is part of the family, but the children should not be involved in the marriage. If you feel like you've been put in the middle by your parents, by one or both of your parents, I'm sorry. That's not okay. That's not normal. I remember being put in the middle constantly, even before my parents got divorced. And then after that, it's not okay. It's not normal. Have you expressed a desire to change your last name? Does your good parent prefer you to stay with them always? I mean, I thought this was totally normal growing up. Like, I just felt almost happy that they wanted to spend time with me. But it's not.
No, it's not. You know, they should have some relationship with both parents. Unfortunately, sometimes families break apart. You know, people decide to go separate ways, and the children, it sounds cliche, but the children are the ones that suffer. They are. I was one of them. So it is definitely unfortunate, but it is not okay for that to be happening.
I'm a mother now. I realize the importance of having a father for sure. And normal parents will want their child to have both parents equally involved in their life. Normal parents will not want you to stay away from your other parent unless there is legitimate cause for concern. Has your good parent told you that your bad parent doesn't love you anymore? I was told this from a very young age, and it lasted for 20 years. I didn't question it, because if that wasn't true, then that meant that my mom was telling me a painful lie. For what reason? Whether or not you do believe that that's true, if your parent has told you that, I need you to know that it's very, very unhealthy for one parent to tell their child that their other parent doesn't love them.
Why in the world would you do that? I mean, there is no reason to put your child through that, especially if there's not been any abuse from that other parent directed toward that child. That is just wrong on every level. And if anyone watching this is doing that, please stop. It is going to affect not only them right now, it's going to affect them in later years with any family that they may have. They may decide not to have family when maybe they would have before. They may, you just don't know. Why would you do that? Please stop. Shout out to this young woman. I'll catch her name again in a minute, but what a story so far. And please tune into her channel. Like I said, I'll put it in the description below.
Whether or not that's true, here's a scenario. Imagine that you have a child and their father is telling them, your mom doesn't love you. Your mom has left us. Your mom doesn't care about you. Imagine it is true and the mom doesn't love the child and has actually left the family. I can tell you as a parent, as an adult, even if that's true, for the dad to tell the child that is wrong. It's harmful, hurtful, wrong. In fact, what a normal, loving father would do in that situation, imagine the mother really doesn't love the child, really doesn't, really has left them. What the father would do instead, a normal, healthy father, is they would protect the child from ever believing that, or ever doubting their mother's love. They would say things like, "Oh, honey, mommy does love you. I'm sorry she left. I'm sorry she's not here. I'm sorry it's so confusing. She loves you. She will always love you, though." They would try to make the child feel secure and loved no matter what, even if the parent actually doesn't love the child. In a lot of situations, however, they will tell their child this lie, believe it or not. And that's what happened with me. I've talked to a lot of other people now that has happened to them. I'm not saying that's what happened to you if you're watching this video, but it's worth challenging. Remember the critical thinking I said at the beginning of this episode? It's worth challenging just to make sure that you've made the right decisions.
That's so important. Like she said, it's just, you don't have to, even if the mother and or father has said that, you don't have to tell the child that. What is the point in saying that? Yes, you're being honest, but at what cost? You just never know what's going to happen in the future. And I think not being a professional, but I think telling them the stark honest truth. And
enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Every situation that the parent doesn't love them, that can't be a good thing. That can't be the best way to handle it. I would talk to your therapist, but I can't imagine.
Grounded in reality, if you're going to cut a parent out of your life, you want to make sure 100% that you're doing it justifiably. Do you feel dependent on your good parent? Do you feel like you need them? Do you feel like you need them to survive? Do you feel like you would be lost without them? Do you have to ask them for their opinions and their thoughts on things in order to feel like you can make decisions? And about the dependency issue, do you feel like your parent likes that you're dependent on them? This is something that I thought was normal for a while, and as I got older, like teenage years, I started realizing that I really didn't like feeling that way. I certainly started to dislike that my parent liked me to be dependent on them. I think that has to do with becoming an adult. As I got older, I wanted more independence. I wanted more freedom to make my own choices. I wanted respect for my own beliefs, my own values. I wanted to be able to make my own decisions in life and have my own ideas. And my parent really hated that.
You know, I've heard a lot of, on my channel, I've heard in the comments, I've heard, well, heard, seen a lot of comments from adult children that kind of are talking about that, in that being too dependent and wanting, missing the parent or missing the child because of XYZ, not because they miss the child. And that's their perception. I don't necessarily believe that's completely the reality, but that's how they see it. So that's kind of goes along with what she's saying. That's, yeah, I've heard that a bit.
I had to fall in line. They wanted me to be a little mini me, and I began to feel disgusted by that. So I guess I kind of figured this one out on my own, but for people watching, children at a young age are naturally dependent on their parents to survive. This is just true. I have two little girls. They're toddlers. They need me to feed them. They need me to dress them. They need me to survive 100%. Now, once you get older and you're 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, or heck, even older than that, it's hard. It's sometimes hard for parents to give their children more independence and realize that, oh, my baby is grown up. But for healthy parents, what they do is they try to prepare their children for the real world. Maybe part of them wants their children to be close to them and wants their children to always need them for things, but they will not sacrifice their child's development and preparedness for existing in society.
You know, I'm going to jump in here and say it is difficult. It is difficult to watch your children grow up, and you want to, most healthy parents want to help them avoid making certain mistakes and decisions. Unfortunately, you can't put them in a bubble. You cannot protect them from everything, but it's hard to swallow that as a parent. And it's hard to let go of that. So I would just say that, you know, give your parents a little bit of grace in that it's not easy. You've been completely responsible for these, legally responsible for these little humans up until they're an adult. Not that legal has much to do with it, really, but I'm just saying, in the eyes of everyone, you're responsible for that little human until they become an adult, and then you're out. So it's not easy. So I like I said, I would just give your parents a little grace. They may or may not be doing it on purpose, but it is difficult regardless.
Society, thriving in society in order to feel needed by their child. So normal parents will teach their children all about finances and money and how to handle money. Normal parents will not do everything for their child so far as college applications or doing their homework for their child. Or normal parents will teach their children about the real world. And then when it's time to go to college or when it's time to leave the house, normal parents will be encouraging and happy for the children. Sure.
Case in point. she's talking about not doing everything for your children. Well, when our children were young, and this is starting out small, but when our children were very young, we made them start doing their own laundry. They did chores around the house. you know, things to make them be ready one day, like she's talking about, to be out on their own. If you do everything for them, and I mean everything for them, up until they're an adult and leaving, they won't know how to do anything. And they will find it very difficult to survive in the world just doing normal stuff, just doing household stuff, just cooking, cleaning, whatever. So she's right. You know, normal, healthy parents will not do everything for their kids.
Sure, they will be sad at the same time. It's a new chapter of life. It's sad to see your children go. Of course, you love your children. But they won't try to foster a sense of dependence. Does your good parent ever give you the silent treatment? This was a hallmark of my teenage years, especially. I got the silent treatment all the time. Sometimes a day, sometimes more than that. And I think the silent treatment is a way to tell your child, you don't matter. You don't matter right now. I don't care what you think or what you have to say. You don't deserve my attention. It's really harmful. It's more harmful than a lot of people realize.
Looking back, I don't think I ever gave my kids the silent treatment. Yes, they upset me and I might have walked away from them before I said other things. But I don't think I ever gave them the silent treatment. Now, on the flip side, I think the kids have, you know, but I think that was part of being a moody teenager, you know, being a kid, rebelling against your parent, not wanting to be in the same room as your parents all the time, you know. So I didn't look at it that way exactly, but it was more like that. So.
And healthy parents don't give their children the silent treatment. Mm-hmm. This especially is one thing that I think I believed was so normal, and it's not. Do you feel forced to choose between your parents? It might feel as though, you know, all kids who go through divorce have to deal with that. They don't. There is such a thing as an amicable divorce. Not all divorces are just full of hatred and anger and vitriol. Most healthy parents are not going to want their child to lose a relationship with their other parent.
No, they need that relationship. They need both the mother and the father, both parents. They need that. That's the whole reason a family is a family. Because if you only have one way of thinking, one perspective, you know, not knocking single parents or anything like that. I'm just saying, if you have that relationship, if you have that option, if you have a mom and dad trying to be in the picture, then that should be allowed. That should not be, that shouldn't be shunned, in my opinion.
Does your good parent ever ask you to collect information or even spy on your bad parent? Piggybacking off that, if you spend time with your bad parent, and when you get back home to your good parent, do they ask you tons of questions, detailed questions, maybe about what you've done with them, what they've said, or things about if you have a step-parent, everything about your step-parent? You know, it's normal for parents who are divorced to ask questions about your time with the other parent and what you did and whether you had fun and things of that sort. But there are other questions that are certainly not normal. Like, did your parent say anything bad about me? It's also not normal for one parent to ask you to spy on the other parent. And I'll tell you why. Not only are they putting you in the middle when they ask you to spy about the other parent, but they're asking you to be deceitful. Healthy-minded parents are not going to ever put their child in a position to be deceitful or encourage them to be deceitful. It's destructive that one parent would do that. And then also they're putting you in the position where you feel like your other parent is your enemy. If you have to spy on them, they must be up to something wrong. It's not okay. Does your good parent ever become filled with rage and lash out at either you or your bad parent, or maybe some siblings? Listen, I know it's normal for moms to lose their cool sometimes, but if it's a common pattern for your parent to lash out, throw what seems like a temper tantrum, scream, yell, fight, even throw things or leave the house. You know, these reactions are not okay. They will make any child feel unsafe, and they'll leave that child with their head spinning about, what did I do wrong? How can I avoid this happening again?
And our number one responsibility is to make sure that the kids feel safe. So again, our number one responsibility is to make sure our kids feel safe. That is not happening in that situation.
Or do they interrupt the call? Do they ever take your phone away? On holidays or special occasions like Christmas, birthdays, and Thanksgiving, does your good parent prefer that you spend all of your time with them? Do they?
Of course you want to spend as much time with your child as you can, but that shouldn't be to the detriment of the other parent. Again, they need that other parent and that other parent's family to make them feel part of something. I never had a other side of the family situation. And I mean, I don't know how it would have changed my life, but I'm sure it would have changed my life. So, I mean, not to say I didn't know any of them, but it just wasn't the same. There wasn't a real bond with my father's side of the family.
Keep you longer than you were supposed to, or do they let you just skip out on seeing your other parent sometimes? You might think this is normal, especially with all the beliefs you have about your bad parent, but in actuality, healthy, loving parents, they want their child to be able to see their other parent equally. Maybe they deep down they do have a selfish desire to be with you all the time. I think if you can't see your child as much as you would being married, it must be difficult for any divorced parents. I can't even imagine. It must be so difficult for any divorced parents to not be able to see their child the whole time on Christmas. That would really, really suck. At the same time,
of course it does. And it's a pain in the butt, you know, the coordinating, but it's what you do. Again, you don't want to make your child suffer because you are selfish, basically.
Has your good parent told you the same stories over the years about why your bad parent is unsafe or dangerous? Are these stories events that you actually witnessed yourself, or are they secondhand information? If some of this resonates with you, first of all, I'm really sorry. You deserve a healthy-minded parent who will not put you in the middle, who will not manipulate you, who will respect you for your own individual personality, beliefs, opinions. I want you to know there's something called parental alienation. I figured this out last year. It has been the hardest thing I've had to go through. Parental alienation is when one parent basically turns their child against their other parent. And they do this because they're mad at the other parent. They hate the other parent. So they're trying to hurt the other parent by taking away their relationship with their child. They also do this because they want the child all to themselves, and they want to isolate the child from the other parent, and a lot of the time, other people as well. It's actually a form of child abuse, but in learning the truth, I've been able to change my life and change myself in a lot of ways for the better. I have a lot of videos on parental alienation, but I would really encourage you to seek a therapist who knows what parental alienation is. I would encourage you to talk to who you believe is your bad parent and ask them for their side of the story. And they might surprise you with what they say, but more than anything, I would encourage you to continue to be a critical thinker. It's a shame that not all parents have their children's best interest at heart. I wish that were true. Some do not. It's a painful pill to swallow.
So really, I think, seek out her channel. Let's see. It is, like I said, it is called the Anti-Alienation Project. Like she said, she's got a lot of good videos on there. She went through it, and she can, help you. So if you are the bad parent, according to the other parent, then maybe watch some of these videos. All hope is not lost. Not to say that your situation might change, it may or may not, but all hope is not necessarily lost. So that's all I wanted to say today. I appreciate you guys tuning in, and if you like this, I'll do some more of these kinds of videos when I find things that I find of interest. I am going to try to reach out to this young lady. I have attempted to, but my emails don't seem to be going through. So anyway, I'm going to try to reach out and maybe have a conversation with her. I think it'd be an interesting take. So anyway, that's all for today. Remember to like the video if you got anything out of this. Please share it. Subscribe to the channel. It really does help. Most of the people that watch my videos are not subscribed. But if you like my videos and you want to be notified, make sure and hit that like button, subscribe, click on the notification bell, and that way you'll get notified. And remember, as always, I am not a professional. I am not a therapist. I am just a dad who went through this. And if you guys want to reach out to me, my email address is beyondthepainpodcast@gmail.com. You can leave a message here as well. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you on the next one.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.